Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Yeah, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Western Type Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out east. And if it ain't that time, it's quite possible that you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at Stitcher, at iTunes, or at the best place in the whole fucking universe, crabdiving.com. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the best place in the whole fucking universe.
The whole fucking universe.
That sounds like something from a Douglas Adams book. That sounds very Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, right. The best place in the whole fucking universe. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours, ladies and gentlemen, streaming for your ear holes. Give us a call, if you like, on the Skype machine.
Ring-a-ding.
Our name is Crab Diving. You can also get us on the telephony type machine. Machine.
Call us on the telephone machine, which is also Skype, 323-601-LIBS.
323-601-5427. And you can also get us on the Twitter, at Crab Diving.
Not the Twitter machine. Is it just Twitter? The Twitter machine?
Twitter machine or Mathine. Whatever. The Twitter sphere, the Twitter
I like
hole,
Mathine.
The Twitter machine.
Everything today is whatever Mathine.
Everything's going to be a Mathine.
I'm a Mathine.
Like Pat Metheny.
Oh, yeah.
Ancient music reference for you kids out there.
You a Pat Metheny fan? No, yes.
Meh,
not really, me neither.
Not, yeah, it's a little...
A little too dentist office.
Yeah.
Play it in an elevator.
You're right.
Hey, by the way, do you think people at McDonald's should make a living wage, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? I have friends on Facebook in Georgia that don't think that way.
Well, that's nice.
What do they want to do, beat them? Do they want to beat them, too?
You're right.
Fuck them.
They shouldn't have... They're takers in society. Well, that's great. Then, we should just keep giving them food stamps and welfare then to cover for the fact that they can't afford anything else. Our friends on the right, Facebook streams can be very fascinating, especially, well, for you. You're from back in the old country.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is what this lady said. I just don't think people at McDonald's should make minimum wage because she thinks they should make minimum wage because they have minimal skills. That's the point.
Well, they should make minimum wage, but the minimum wage should be higher.
Right. Sorry, but that's how I feel. I don't think anyone wants to work for a fast food chain as a long-term goal or career. These jobs are usually for young adults
Wrong.
Just starting out on their careers in between jobs to bring in some money.
Wrong,
bitch.
We have the many, many numbers and facts and shit that show that the average age of minimum wage workers is like in the 30s, right?
Something yes. Like
the average age of minimum wage workers in this economy. So tell that moron that...
are in their 30s. Is that correct? Well, I'm about to launch a salvo.
Minimum wage.
Oh, who cares what this idiot in Georgia thinks? Fuck you.
Average age is 35, it says. 88% are at least 20 years old. Half are older than 30. One-third are at least 40.
Average age of minimum wage workers are 35. Man, what a jerk.
Well, that's what they weren't meant to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got
what would Jesus do?
You've got people who are in their 50s and 60s who lose their job and have to go get a fucking greeter's job at goddamn Walmart for $7 an hour wearing a smiley face button on a blue smock.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Because they lost their job at the factory, or they lost their job because Mitt Romney closed their business and sent it over to, or just dissolved it and made sure all the shareholders got all their money's worth out of it.
You know, is it true Walmart is about to go out of business because they don't know what to do with all their Confederate flag merchandise?
I think there's going to be some that might have to close because there's probably certain areas where there's a major section of Walmart that is all stars and bars memorabilia.
Yeah.
But
yeah, what are they going to do with all that shit? I suggested, I was on our crab diving Facebook feed today. Very active.
Very active today.
I suggest someone said they should just put it in the parking lot and burn it, and I thumbs it up. I would like to take a shit on it first. How about you?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. There's one meme that, or picture, not even a meme, just a picture, of a guy lighting a Confederate flag on fire, and Thomas on our page says, this is the proper way to display the Confederate battle flag.
We've got some real hard-ass liberals on our page. I love it.
There's some angry libs.
Let's go get them, motherfuckers.
Who aren't afraid to throw down. And I think a few of them are Second Amendment libs.
Fuck you. What does that mean?
Who, you know, are libs that are for sensible gun control, but have guns.
Okay.
And, you know, aren't...
Why? Are they worried the Koch brothers are going to send their evil minions to go get them?
Yeah, they're worried the police are going to take them out. That's what a lot of people are worried about. They're like, look at what the police are doing now. So that's why I need my gun.
Yeah. God.
So that's what's going on there. Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing shift from a couple of days ago when they were desperately grabbing onto the stars and bars. Clutching it.
Yeah, what about for my cold dead fingers? And oh, wait, that's for your stupid guns.
Then all of a sudden...
Penis extensions.
One by one, they started dropping off like flies, saying, you know, maybe we should take that flag down. Maybe we
should. Right.
Mitt Romney actually said it first and got a shitstorm, but then more and more, some of these Republicans were saying, you know, maybe it is time to move that flag.
Think about what you just said. Maybe it's time.
Right.
I'm doing a little, I'm not a math guy, but it is 2015.
Right. Maybe 160, 150, 160 years.
We're such a progressive country. Right. We really are. Now it's okay to hate the Confederate flag for what it really fucking stands for.
Oh, I'm sure.
Racism and hatred.
There's going to, right now, you know, these 24 hours, it's the popular thing to do, but I'm sure there's going to be some backlash and some squealing going on. Nikki Haley yesterday, we talked about, go to crabdiving.com. Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, went rhino and decided that it's time to take down that flag off of state property and put it in the Confederate Museum where it belongs.
Nikki Haley really knows how to fill up a frame, too.
And she's, I think she's looking pretty for vice presidential
material. Shit.
Her, you know, she's sprucing up like Bobby Jindal. Putting on makeup and lipstick.
I got Nikki Haley mixed up with Governor Haley Barbour.
Oh, Haley Barbour, that fat fuck from former Louisiana governor.
What's up with all these names that could go either way in terms of gender? It's confusing the fuck out of me. I'm confused.
Haley Barbour was like, well, you know, the Confederate flag don't offend me.
Oh, of course it doesn't. Hey, gigantic, white, fat, fuck, pear-shaped dickhead.
That's basically what he said.
You're so open-minded. Good for you.
Representing the old South.
It don't offend me none. No shit. No fucking shit.
Exactly.
Hey, nobody's surprised. Wait, which one is this? Haley.
Haley Barbour.
Are we supposed to like Nikki now? What's her name?
Nikki Haley?
Nikki, is it Nikki Haley for real? And then Haley Barbour?
Right.
Fuck this. I can't keep my conservative asshole straight.
And Haley's Comet and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've got, let me see here.
I mean, this Haley Barbour guy has just got, he is your classic white shithead. I mean, just looking at him.
Big, giant asshole. White melon head.
God.
He is not offended.
Right.
By it at all. And do you want to hear him talking about it a little bit? Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Plugging the thing into the other thing. Crabdiving.com.
Crabdiving.com.
So, Governor, you're no longer governor. What's the Haley Barbour's position on it? What's your position on it, personally, as a resident of Mississippi? Personally, what's your position?
Well, I am not offended at all by our flag or the Confederate flag, for that matter. But some people are.
But when you
the ones who have to deal in Congress, the ones that have to deal in the legislature, the ones that have to deal in the county governments, they're the ones that ought to take the leadership, not the has-beens. You know, Gene, the last thing that a governor wants to hear is, well, the old governor said we ought to do so-and-so.
Governor, you know, you're not a has-been. We all know you're not a has-been. There was a poll taken in Mississippi about 6 weeks ago, and 50% of the people in Mississippi said that they would vote for secession if there were another war between the states. 50%, and you say leave it to the people? What is your position, though? Haley Barbour's position?
My position is that anybody that believes those kind of polls needs to learn more about polling. I would be very interested in who took such a poll and what the question really was. Because yeah. I don't any more believe that than the man in the moon.
Okay, so Mike, let me try it this way. Haley Barbour, I gotta tell you, it just sort of seems a little bit like a cop-out to leave it to others to decide. Either you have an opinion in your heart, or you don't.
Well, in my heart, I have this to say to you. While I was governor of Mississippi, Mississippi became the only state in the country to use state money, taxpayers' money, to build a civil rights museum. We're building a civil rights museum in Mississippi to commemorate.
That was Governor Haley Barbour talking about a civil rights museum that he's going to build in Mississippi. It's such tremendous fucking bullshit.
It is. Fucking bullshit. Okay, full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you okay?
I just had to run, and I don't know. Something has gotten me. I'm puking my fucking guts out.
Oh.
It feels like...
I'm so sorry.
It feels like I'm going to have to run and take care of the other end at some point.
Why don't you go lay down? I'll do the show.
But holy fucking shit, it just hit me.
Is it something
like 15 minutes ago, it was... I felt great, and then all of a sudden it felt like something stabbed me in the stomach. And now I'm just puking my fucking guts out.
Do you feel like it's
and
over?
I'm sweating. No.
What's happening? Is it?
I don't know.
Is it Obama's fault?
It is. It's goddamn Obama. now I got to blow my nose.
We've done lost the Confederate flag.
It's so gross, ladies and gentlemen.
And you've done lost the contents of your stomach. That sucks, man. Was it something I made? I made that sandwich this morning. Was it bad? Was there bad meat in it? Was it bad meat? I've heard that before.
No good.
He also said that, by the way, while you were puking, you might have missed Haley Barbour say.
I did miss him, actually.
He said that he doesn't believe the poll is accurate, that 50% of Mississippians want to secede. He goes, well, maybe they interpreted the question wrong.
Maybe they meant they like the sea.
Hey. Right.
I love the ocean.
What do we do with the? I was just listening to this whole thing, just really taking in, just listening to his fucking voice. And at what point do we look at the South and say, especially Mississippi, like, I don't know what we're supposed to do with you?
Well, I think we're doing that.
I really don't. I mean,
we don't know what to do with them. And they're screaming,
they're losers.
States' rights. We should be able to cage up our Negroes like in the old days.
I don't.
That's what they're kind of fucking saying.
Yeah, and they said, "Well, I don't." They were talking about we don't want no has-beens deciding on what we want to do with the Confederate flag, meaning like, I don't know.
Oh, about Haley Barbour, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not a. They've considered him a rhino at times too. I'm surprised he's.
Why? I mean, does he have an earring?
No, he might have shaken hands with a gay person once or something, and you know, you can't You can't do that.
Obama's hand.
Remember when Chris Christie hugged him?
Yeah, Well, listen, I don't know about that. I know Obama remembers when Chris Christie hugged him. He was like, Secret Service.
Chris Christie never washed the black off.
Oh, yes.
Never washed it off.
Are you kidding? Obama's like, he hugged Chris Christie. He's like, oh, my God, give me a shower. This guy's right. So corrupt and disgusting and gross.
And probably, you know, sweaty and...
Then we, you know, do you think Chris Christie is a dirty politician? Don't you think?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Good God. That's New Jersey politics, too. You lived in Chicago for quite a bunch of years.
Are you okay? Do you need to stop? Because you need to stop and lay down, I can do the show. We'll just run my comedy bits. And I'll crowdsource my jokes.
Do you have 2 hours you could do?
Yeah. No.
You have an hour and 40 you can fill?
Welcome to the workshop. Everybody can call in and tell me how they feel about my fucking jokes. And then I'll tell them to suck a dick. How do you like that?
Or they can call in with their jokes and you can.
Oh, yes.
You can give a clinic.
That's you. You're the joke writer. Clinic.
Like
please.
One of those, but it's so ridiculous.
If any comedian out there wants to, no, not teach it. You don't teach it. You can't teach rabid dogs things. You either make them funny or shoot them in the head. Any comedian,
I think that's
you want your joke fixed, give us a call, 323-601-LIBS. Pat will fix your shitty fucking material.
The, by the way, the average, one of these stories about average age was over at InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Not the one I quoted.
I didn't.
It was a New York Times that I quoted. Not the not InfoWars, as reputable as Alex Haley is. Not Alex Haley. Alex Haley was the comet. With the comet. Haley Barber was talking about whatever the hell we were talking about. I'm a little Twitter pated because I just puked my fucking guts out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That just sucks. I hate throwing up. It's worse. It's the worst thing.
After having migraines,
my
whole life, that's one of the things that is one of the beauties of migraines.
Right.
I'm kind of used to the whole puking thing.
Yes. Congratulations.
I really am. I'm like a bulimic. I can make myself puke without even like sticking my finger in my throat or anything like that. It's on my resume.
But do you thank God? I mean, you really should thank God.
I should.
Right? I mean, because
do you thank God? Do you thank God?
Can we play that clip? I'd love that. That might be too hard to find. You know? Who gives a shit about Wolf Blitzer?
Well, what he's talking about
is hacky fucking ways.
Wolf Blitzer after
he's a dick.
After the horrible twister, the tornado in Oklahoma.
Right.
He was interviewing a woman who was standing there. Here it is.
He talks a lot, but he's pretty shy right now.
He's preoccupied. He just needs something to.
Yeah, I think he's happy, a happy little guy.
Yeah.
And you're a happy young lady.
I couldn't be happier.
You survived.
I saw the bathtub.
I mean, when you think about it, if you would have stayed in that house.
No, there's no way. Our bathtub was full of debris. Like, the place I would have been was just full of, like, 2x4s and everything else, you know. There's nothing. There's no way. And that's hard to think about.
Anders, I'm going to train you now to become an anchorman, okay?
He doesn't want to let go.
He's strong. You got to hold it like this. You put it in front of your mouth and look into the camera over there.
This is the long version, obviously. There was a trimmed version, but eventually Wolf is going to... Meanwhile, the setting is this woman is standing on the carpeting out in the middle of a field of debris. And the carpeting used to be the wall-to-wall carpeting of her home.
Right.
As she's standing amongst the rubble. She got out in time. They listened to, you know, the science and the meteorologists who were like, there's some big shit coming, maybe you better bail.
Fuck you.
Instead of sitting there and praying to the Jesus. So this, I don't know when he gets to it, but eventually he gets
to Anders.
It. Can you say hi?
Yeah, say, no. I'm Anders, and this is Sienna. Can you say that?
Can you say, how old are you? No, he's not going to say anything. Can you say bye-bye?
I'm going to be great.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
No.
He's a shy little guy.
Not today.
You're my daddy.
Okay, good.
This is hard-hitting journalism, right. By the way. This is more Oklahoma.
What if that was Wolf Blitzer's love child, and it was revealed at the site of this horrific disaster?
No, no, I'm not your dad. I'm not your dad.
Kid's got a huge, irritating beard.
Can you shake his hand? Can you high five?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he did
high five. Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Such a sweet little guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're blessed. Yeah. Brian, your husband is blessed.
Here we go. You're blessed. Yes. Brian, your husband is blessed. You notice how she, now that we know what's going on.
Right.
You notice how she's like, yes, we're blessed. Sure.
Brian, your husband is blessed.
Brian.
Anders is
Brian.
Blessed.
Brian.
Yeah, Brian. You like Brian, huh? That's your
yes.
dad. Well, we're happy you're here. You guys did a great job.
Yeah.
And I guess you got to thank the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Do you thank the Lord for that split-second decision?
I'm actually an atheist.
Oh, you are. All right. But you made the right call.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We are here, and for and.
But you made the right call, nonetheless. You stupid baby-eating atheist. Someone grabbed this child from this woman.
Yeah.
She's no longer qualified to raise an infant.
Yeah.
In her evil atheist,
yeah.
And then she says,
"You know, I don't blame anybody for thanking the Lord."
Of course not.
She's like, "I don't look down on anybody for."
She pulled him out of his hole.
Thanking your.
She helped him out.
Yes, yes.
I mean, in a way, I'm sorry I made us listen to that whole fucking thing. By the way,
it's a flashback.
Yes, you got to feel bad a little bit for Wolf Blitzer, though. I mean, what a shit assignment. There's no news value there. Hey, Wolf, we're going to send you to the site of where a shitload of people lost their homes. There's nothing there but debris. And then you get to interview them and ask them how they're doing.
Well, you heard.
What do you do?
The first minute of that stupid thing was like, oh, look at your kid. Here, play with my microphone. I mean, that's the hard-hitting journalism. What after you're like, okay, I got out in time, and now I'm here and everything's fucked. What's more to the story? What more is there?
Yeah, yeah. And there's some evil producer talking in somebody's earpiece. They're like, okay, they're going to cry. If you could push in,
Right. Get them to cry. Yeah, get the weeping. Yeah.
Fade to black.
Wolf, make her cry.
Yeah, punch her. No. Ask her about Jesus.
Ask her about Jesus.
There's no way she's an atheist, right? This is Oklahoma.
It's like that that amazing story, that old lady right after that one when they were interviewing her and she was talking about her dog, and then someone at that moment found her dog under the rubble still alive.
LOL.
And they pull the dog out and hand it to her, and, you know, before they obviously carting it off to the vet. And she's like, oh, I prayed to God and now my prayers are answered, both of them. I prayed I would live and that little Sparky would live or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, God just... stuff Sparky underneath your house for 2 days, under the rubble of your house.
But God saved Sparky.
Right, God did save Sparky.
In mysterious ways,
and
okay?
Apparently God hated your neighbors because he killed them.
And he hated your house, too. The only thing God liked was Sparky.
And some kids, you know.
God's kind of a dick. God's just like people. We're in his image, right? People like dogs.
Isn't that interesting?
More than people.
Isn't it interesting that the God that a lot of people worship happens to... remarkably follow a lot of their own belief systems.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I mean, it's the other way around. Excuse me.
Right.
So lots going on
hilarious.
In the world. Confederate flags getting yanked down left and right over in Mississippi. Inexplicably, the Speaker of the House over there in Mississippi. What's the capital? Jackson, I think, something like that.
Jackson. Jackson, Mississippi.
The speaker there said, you know, maybe we should take a look at our flag.
Fuck you.
And maybe reconsider that corner part where
right.
the stars and bars are. I guess it's in a couple other flags, too. I didn't realize that.
Georgia has one.
Does it?
Listen, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing they do. I mean, you want to bet me that they don't? What kind of odds would you have? Like 100-to-1 odds?
Well, I can't believe Alabama.
Oh, fuck. They have it. They have to. Until you show me otherwise, they have the stars and bars. There's no way.
The Georgia...
It has it.
...state flag. Okay, I'm getting conflicting images now. The official Georgia state flag does not have...
What?
...stars and bars.
Wait. Hold on a second.
I apologize.
Oh, shit. I should have bet you some money. I mean...
however... I believe there was a previous version.
Oh, sure.
That, of course, had the stars and bars, but no. Surprisingly. Okay, now I got to check Alabama.
Don't even. They've got it. There's no way. If not, I'm going to light myself on fire.
You know what it is? It's if you take the stars off of it, You just got the bars. It's an X. It actually looks like a help we're sinking flag on out on the seas. It's just a red X on a white. It's very simple.
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's very simple. It's actually the most common signature in Alabama. John X.
That's the state signature.
If you can't read, but own a gun.
Make your sign.
I saw somebody posted that old story on Facebook about, what was it? In Iowa, they granted a carry license to somebody who was fucking blind.
Yes. Yep.
And it said related stories, and they flashed this old story from Alabama, how they were like wanted children to be able to have a handgun license.
What a great bullshit idea. They're still trying, are they? I mean, for a while, right?
Hey, listen, if you're a sentient being and have fingers of which to pull a trigger with, you must have a gun taped in your hands. That's the way it'll be. And whenever you point it, it just fires.
They're going to, in vitro, they're going to implant guns.
I've got a gun into my vagina.
So that fetus can protect itself from the liberals.
Yeah!
Shoot that coat hanger, Billy, shoot it!
No, hey, you make a joke, but when a fetus is born, it's unarmed. It doesn't have a gun when it comes out of...
That's
so
true.
It's protecting that baby.
Right.
What a simple...
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I accidentally hit the pail and...
go ahead and hit it.
Here's the headline.
Media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 23rd. 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines. Over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Spooky.
Speaking of the stars and bars, there's a lovely depiction of the 13 stars amidst the blue bars.
Goodbye.
In the red background. And the headline says, stores flee the flag.
No, it's sad.
Amazon is taking stuff with the stars and bars off of their website.
What? Northern sympathizers, fuck you. Burn in hell.
I feel a little better after that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Off mic burp. The Walmart, as we've said, won't carry it anymore. Etsy has said the artsy fartsy. I can't imagine there were a lot of stars and bars on Etsy, but you never know.
Bullshit. Hey, listen, down to the South, all these people making arts and crafts.
Well, that's true.
Not my mom. She's a lib.
I want a tea koozie.
Right.
With General Jackson's visage on it.
Quit making a joke. You don't think there's beer koozies with the stars and bars on there?
Yeah.
You can't name me one thing. Give me a noun, and then I will tell you. I live in the South. I lived in the South.
I don't have to.
Think of anything.
Well, you know, there's toilet seats.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's a... license plate covers.
Yes.
There's everything.
Everything.
There's... ceremonial.
There's people.
Letter openers.
How do you feel if you got the stars and bars slathered about your shoulder, you little fucking white trash idiots? And now this is happening. What are you going to do? Cut it off your skin?
Oh, the tattoo. Yeah.
But maybe.
I'm sure that. If they got a tattoo of the stars and bars, I think they're quite upset about the fact that the stores are fleeing the stars and bars.
No. What if they have a come to Jesus moment and they won't fix it? What do you change the stars and bars into to make it not look like it on your fucking... How do you fix your tattoo?
You paint an orange GTO around it with a couple of rednecks hanging their faces out and try to say you're just a big old Dukes of Hazzard fan.
I mean it in an ironic fashion.
Right.
That's true, though.
The governor of Virginia...
Fuck you.
Terry McAuliffe is calling for the removal of the Confederate flag from state-sponsored license plates. Everybody, strangely enough, is running away from the Confederate flag.
They are pussies.
One, you know, if you're the Alex Jonesian type.
Right.
One could argue.
Is this a false flag about a flag?
Well... What would the NRA rather be talking about right now?
Gun sales, Pat, or guns? No. I'm sorry. Racism.
Yes.
God, I fucked up.
Just the opposite of guns.
You gonna fire me?
They don't want anything. They don't want to be reminded of the fact that lead flying from the shit that they made killed these 9 people in South Carolina.
But what's next? They came for your flag. Next, they're coming for your.
Your white daughters.
Oh, yeah. No, you should have said guns.
Oh, your guns.
You got that one wrong.
Your guns. And you won't be able to protect your white daughters.
Nobody wants the white daughters. Anybody's white daughters in Alabama. I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but, you know, whatever. You know, a little too many trips to the chocolate fountain. I'm sorry. I made a fat joke.
So a lot of... A lot of butt hurt, apparently.
Fuck you.
Down in the sovereign state.
It's my heritage.
We'll see. I still think it's interesting that is anything. This is symbolic, right?
Right.
This pulling down the Confederate flag is, and yanking it out of Walmart, and pulling it off of Amazon, and you know the Etsy. And off of these license plates.
Right.
But is any of the racism going to change?
No.
No.
No. You got to. Not only do you have to take the shit out of Walmart, you have to take the people out of Walmart.
Right. Is South Carolina now going to say, oh, wait a minute. These voter restrictions we've been trying to pass. How dare we? We know they're racist.
Fuck no.
We want everybody to vote. We're going to register everybody the minute they turn 18. We're going to pre-register them when they get driver's licenses. We want everyone to vote here.
Giving away the Confederate flag, it's like falling back. The enemy's attacking. They're falling back. Right. They're not having...
Cannon fodder. Let them have the flag.
Yeah, their hearts aren't changing. They're still horrible, bigoted, racist people that they just realize that maybe the flag ain't worth their time.
Right. And they're willing to sacrifice it.
Right.
Let them think we're not racist anymore. We'll tear down the flag.
Like Jesus.
And they'll think we love Negroes.
Sure. You know that guy, there's this dude who used to be a politician in South Carolina, and he always had a tremendous boner for the flag. Ooh. And he said...
Oh, that's on our Facebook, right?
I think so.
For the Confederate flag.
Yeah, this guy is... wait, what's his fucking name? Oh, Glenn McConnell. He used to be, I think, a senator for South Carolina. He was always the guy who CNN would parade out when people would... You know, when they'd have a debate.
You know, he's the official flag waver.
Yeah, but you know what he called it? He calls it cultural genocide. You know who might have a problem with that? People who were subjected to genocide.
To real cultural genocide.
Yeah, like maybe. God, what a fucking idiot thing to say, right?
It's really baffling and amazing. And I'm sure, I don't know what's going on Fox. I have an idea or two. But we do have a clip.
Oh, shit.
Of someone who has an opinion about this whole thing. Let's see if you can name this asshole. And how many words can you name this jerk off of the right?
Look at me. I have a...
Shit, is that Rush?
That's Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, goddamn!
All he had to say was, look at me. Look at me.
Kate, bring me out my major award.
You're right. Here's Rush.
Look at me. I have a prediction. Just said it's not going to stop with the Confederate flag because it's not about the Confederate flag. It is about destroying the South as a political force.
It's about destroying the South as a political force.
I'm totally for that.
About okay. The Confederate flag. It is about destroying the South as a political force. It's about isolating, targeting, and identifying the South as Dylann Roof, not Charleston, South Carolina, the South. That's what the leftists' effort on the Confederate flag are.
Leftists. I love that. He whips out that word, leftists. The leftists. We're leftists.
The conservatives are such little fucking bitches. You are a bunch of little bitches. Listen, a bunch of people were killed. And now we want to remove a symbol of hate from your fucking shitty culture. Relax.
Here, listen to the rest of this clip. It gets worse.
The roof, not Charleston, South Carolina, the South. That's what the leftist's effort on the Confederate flag are. Do not doubt me, folks. And I'll make another prediction to you. The next flag that will come under assault, and it will not be long, is the American flag. Do not look at me that way. It makes perfect sense. If you take a look at the timeline of progression of events, their speed and rapidity with which the left is conducting this assault on all of these American traditions and institutions, if you don't think the American flag's in their crosshairs down the road, you had better stop and reconsider.
I mean, this, there's speed and rapidity. And why are we in their fucking crosshairs? Hey, right-wing nut job America, is there one of you out there that can convey an idea without having to use some fucking gun term in their crosshairs? Fuck you, Rush.
The American flag is what? It's the symbol of America. The left, what? Doesn't like this country very much and never has, and is getting angrier and angrier about it seemingly every day.
How can this asshole say we don't like the country? We're the ones that want to take the guns away so less people get shot in the fucking country. You don't like the country, you fucking dickhead. You big fat ass. Permanently fused to his fucking chair. Isn't that right, Kate?
The American flag stands for the United States of America and as such everything that's wrong with it. And you wait, it isn't going to be long before the American flag is going to cause chills, fear, scary thoughts. It's going to make me nervous. American flag, when I see the American flag, it's a symbol.
Hey, there's nothing that makes this big oxy addict nervous. You know what makes him nervous? No pills. Running out of oxy makes him nervous because he's a fucking big fat walrus oxy addict. Eat a dick.
Of hate? You wait, folks.
And then they have that music at the end. That really kills me. It's like, oh, wait, that's Media Matters music. That's the scary music they play for that big oxy addict Rush Limbaugh. So anyway, there's Rush. Removal of the Confederate flag is about destroying the South. Fade in. You know, he thinks that the people are we're going to come for the American flag next. It's not true. Our flag's never been associated with slavery, oppression, racism. No, wait a second. It has, like a shitload. Rush is a dickhead. Let's see what else is on the fucking HuffPo. You know, I'm kind of a fan of the HuffPo. I mean, I don't like how their webpage is laid out, truth be told. Let's see what else is on here. WikiLeaks, boring. I don't understand that whole Snowden thing. I think if somebody is going to expose America for stealing secrets and listening to its people when they shouldn't be, good for him. They should put a statue of that guy up. Oh, look at this. Playboy's first transgender model opens up in a new interview. Wow. The struggle of life with a micro penis. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Do we want to hear about that? Let's see. This is from HuffPost Gay Voices. I want to hear why it's so bad to have a micro penis. I thought size didn't matter. Now I don't see the fucking story. Oh, my God. Let's see. Susan Sarandon's son asks, is it really that strange for a guy to wear a dress? No, it's not. Lots of people do it in Scotland. If anybody's listening in Scotland, don't you guys wear kilts over there? See what else is in this. Oh, here we go. Playboy's first transgender model looks back. Caroline Tulacosi, who became the world's first transgender model to post for Playboy magazine in 1998, opens up. God, in 1991, I had no idea there was a transgender. Wow, she doesn't look like a dude at all. Let's see. Although she opened up about her transition in interviews with Howard Stern and Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall, holy shit. Things that make you go, Cosi, now 60 years old, eventually walked away from the spotlight and now lives a relatively quiet life in Atlanta. God, if you're transgender or gay or, you know, a lesbian, why the fuck would you move to Atlanta if you have any means at all? Move to Los Angeles. Move to West Hollywood. People like you more here. And let's see. Playboy's readership is mostly male and heterosexual, so it allowed me to get out there and prove that people like myself can be sexy and attractive. What do you think about that, at Vile Experience?
What's going on?
Freshly returned from throwing up.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I derailed the show. We listened to Rush, and then I did the story about the first transgendered Playboy model.
I see.
Do you realize that she it was in 1990?
Tula. I kind of remember hearing about this
God,
person.
I don't remember that
back
at all.
In the day. Yeah, I kind of remember that name.
Was she fully transitioned? I didn't get that far in the article. I mean, I guess I feel like we would have heard about it if there's a big old schlong above
yeah,
the
I
fold
mean, well,
in Playboy.
I mean, really well talked. Yeah. You know, so if they just showed titties.
Do you think it ever happens in Playboy where they're like, listen, guys, for the last time, we don't want any of the sexual organs in the fold.
You're right.
We don't want the
don't
crease.
Don't put the folds in the fold. I heard a little micro penis transition too there. You didn't you didn't bite on the micro penis?
No. I chewed it up. I couldn't find it. I clicked on the thingamabobber and it didn't take me to fucking article, HuffPo.
The HuffPo, I'm being unreliable.
Ariana, how dare you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see what else is going on. Oh, we could check and see what the headline is over at the Drudge Report.
Right.
Oh, this is actually bad news for us, but well, bad news for Drudge.
Yes.
Good news, I guess, for the rhinos that, there's a picture of Barack Hussein Obama, our president, and the headline of the Drudge Report is Republicans give him power. You know what happened today? That fucking
yes.
That fucking fast track authority bullshit was passed. Some traitorous scumwad Democrats jumped ship, and they barely made it. They needed 60.
President
votes
Obama's trade agenda passed a key procedural hurdle Tuesday morning as the Senate voted to advance fast track authority, capping
you,
a week of frantic negotiations. The Senate voted to invoke cloture as Democrats crossed the aisle to join Republicans in handing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a major legislative victory. The action sets up fast track for final passage on Wednesday, and fast track will give Obama more freedom to negotiate a massive trade deal with 11 other countries along the Pacific Rim, which is expected to become one of the biggest achievements of his second term.
Oh, really?
I can't, but people could. I apologize. I don't have my headphones on.
Oh, that's okay. I should have said something, but then I don't know.
I've got
I'm
stuff
stupid.
Going on.
You got real stuff going on. Are you okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Do me a call, Dr. Mike.
Call
my comedian doctor friend. He'll come look you up.
Yeah, that's. I'm okay.
He'll bill out even if you don't need an MRI. He'll bill for one.
The 13 Democrats backed the fast track vote, handing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Fuck you. He's the worst. When is he gone?
A victory.
Did he? He's working again, right? He didn't.
Oh yeah. Then the now what the deal was that they peeled off that TAA part of it.
TAA,
which is what the Democrats in the House had held hostage, the trade adjustment assistance, which is part that we want, that will help people, subsidies for when jobs are pushed overseas. We like the TAA.
Oh, yes.
But the Democrats kind of shot the hostage when they voted it down because it was attached to that fast track TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority.
Right.
So they split it apart and then it passed. And then now up at the Senate, they have just the pure Trade Promotion Authority. And they made a deal with the evil fucking GOP. You know we're going to get fucked.
Oh, yes.
They made a deal. The GOP promises that we are going to push through the TAA. So
Kate,
they're saying,
let me prepare. I need a pillow. I'm about to get fucked by the right.
If you guys, so Mitch McConnell said, if you guys vote with us on TPA.
TPA.
That split off from that TAA, then we'll make sure that we pass the TAA separately.
Right.
Now, they probably have the votes on the Senate. McConnell can probably deliver that. But you know what these assholes over at the House are like. There's no way Boehner, who has said he'll get it passed.
Right. How does he do that?
There's an awful lot of Tea Partiers over there who don't like the TAA because, you know, it helps people and shit.
If I was Boehner, I would quit. I would quit. I was like, you know, fuck it. The longer I stay here, the worse my legacy gets. Get me the fuck out of here. I'm in charge of nutballs, and I'm an asshole myself. So I'm removing myself from the equation and going to Tahiti.
The orange guy who cries a lot said on Tuesday, reiterated today, that his pledge is to vote again on TAA as soon as it clears the upper chamber. So once they get it passed in the Senate, he's going to put it out, allegedly, down into the House of Herded Cats. And hopefully, he says it's going to, hopefully they'll both come this week.
Oh, yes.
Our goal is to get TPA and TAA to the president's desk this week and deliver this win for the American people.
Speaking of cats, by the way, did you see the video of the cat that crawled up in the airplane?
God, I haven't seen that one. It's
pretty
crazy. Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. It's an amazing visual. It's one of those, is it an ultralight plane or is it one of those?
Fucking cat just crawls up in the wing to sleep while it was, you know, on the ground in the hangar. Wakes up in the air. It's so funny because this is not good for radio at all, but you can see the cat in the back of the frame, like, climbing out of the wing and just, I mean, the cat looks fucking surprised to me.
It might be a little surprised at what's going on.
There's actually two stories about cats on our Facebook timeline. One person claims that their cat drove him to join ISIS.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I forget. I read the story. Now I just don't remember.
It's at themirror.co.uk.
Yes.
A wonderful periodical from the UK. Governments in the West are struggling to understand. This 45-year-old Omaha man told others that after the Humane Society took his cat 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was throwing it up in the air and letting it drop.
That's shitty. That's not how you care for a cat. I'm a former cat owner. I never did that.
He missed his cat so much that he called the society, told staff there he intended to kill every motherfucker there and had plans to gun them all down. He threatened to join the terrorist group ISIS to bring down the NHS and its employees.
You know, another reason I'm so glad we have so many guns in this country.
Right.
This guy wants to gun somebody down because he lost his kitty.
And
okay?
All you have to do is go to a gun show.
So we need a background check,
right? And not have to have a background check.
Because this guy, don't you think this guy's Looney Tunesville, USA?
Oh, absolutely.
He needs some drugs that Rush Limbaugh's taking.
Right.
God, by the way, that clip, you were puking, but just listening to the end of that, it's just...
I've heard it. It's amazing.
Just a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
The idea that the American flag is next. That's what people
right.
are... It's stupid.
It's all of American society trying to knock out the Southern influence.
That's a good thing.
Which, you know, might not be that bad of a thing. Hey, of the Southern influence.
It was a fun ride, guys.
Right.
But now we just don't want to deal with it anymore, really. I mean, they can still stay. Nobody's making them leave the country. You will just no longer be represented. You don't have to vote anymore. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of you like babysitters.
Right. Which, you know, we've had some laws that have. The whole Civil Rights Act, for God's sake, is babysitting.
So true.
You're fucking most of that fucking part of the country.
It took a military presence to make the people of Alabama begrudgingly treat black people like humans. You're not to be trusted.
Here's a story. We were talking about guns a little bit earlier. How could we not?
Fuck you.
This is Gulfport, Mississippi. Police Chief Leonard Papania.
Papania.
is not happy.
Oh, shit.
Because, and cited his frustration with his state's open carry laws.
Fuck you.
After one of these assholes was walking around Walmart.
No.
Sunday night, loading and racking shells into his shotgun.
Oh, lovely. That makes me nervous. Does it make you nervous?
So he's walking around with a shotgun and going, click, oh, click, put them in, click.
What a show off.
Loading and racking the shells.
He's such a big, scary, strong man.
So people call police.
Of course.
They sent a SWAT team.
Of course.
You know, he's a white guy, so they didn't kill him.
Yeah. Black guy. Make this guy black.
But he actually got away before the police got there. He left. The police chief said he would have arrested the man and his companion if he could have.
Oh, my God.
For stretching the city's police forces thin while panicked Walmart employees huddled in a safe room.
Absolutely. This guy's a dick,
too. The chief said, if I were in a situation where I'm in the store shopping with my family and I see an individual loading a 12-gauge and racking it, I'm not coming to the conclusion this is good.
I am speechless. This is this open carry bullshit, man.
There were two guys. One of them, I guess, was being more of a dick. And the police chief's Papania says, while the actions of these two men are sanctioned by state laws, what they did negatively impacted our community.
Yes.
They received multiple calls about these assholes who might have also been at the Winn-Dixie doing the same thing. I went from Winn-Dixie to Walmart. And so they police diverted officers to Walmart, formed a perimeter as the SWAT entered, searched the store, but by the time they'd gotten there, the two police had left. They used surveillance video to identify the men, track them down. They spoke with them, but because of Mississippi's open carry laws, they discovered they could do utterly nothing.
Oh, man. So who's protecting me from this guy? I don't
right?
want to. Do you want to shop at Walmart with that?
And again, had there been a black guy doing that, can you imagine one of the other...
Two in the head, one in the chest.
Sovereign citizens carrying at Walmart. It would have been a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah, they would have shot him.
I mean, if I run a business and I have a gun to protect my business, and some guy comes in and starts loading his 12-gauge and racking it, I'm going to pull my gun on him.
Oh, great. Now we have two guns in play. Wonderful.
But that would be my reaction to this.
See, my world, you don't have a gun to protect your stupid business because nobody gives a shit about it. And this guy doesn't have a gun either. Nobody cares about your business.
Well, in my world, I have the gun to protect myself at the business, but guy walking around has no business.
What kind of gun?
Walking around with a long gun. Of any
What kind of gun would you have, though, for your business? What's your business? And what's your gun?
Well, this is my business.
Well, you don't need... Do you think you need a gun to protect our internet radio
Well, of course not. Well, I don't know. It depends on how popular we get.
Right.
We've gotten violence threats already.
Or unpopular.
We've gotten threats of violence already.
Well, okay, if anybody's fucking with me, I got a tremendous gun in my pants.
But...
We
talked about this. I'd get a 9mm, something simple,
right?
That packs a little bit of a wallop, but that.
Do you keep it loaded?
Probably.
Do you have one in the chamber?
No.
Okay. So where do you keep it though? Do you keep it?
Well, I mean, it depends on the.
Do you wear it?
I mean, if you put a clip in, then. What do you mean? Do I wear it? No.
No, but where do you keep it? Because you got to have it ready. Do you keep it taped under your broadcasting station?
I would have a. I would.
I just read some story. What? Something happened. Somebody got. Oh, God damn it. I was listening to that Jim Jefferies thing on gun control. Do you remember his
comedian
bit?
From Australia, right?
Oh, it is the most beautiful argument ever made for gun control.
It's crazy.
It's
how the rest of the world fucking looks at us.
And he tells his story about, is it true? Was he
Did someone break into Jim Jeffries' house, tie him up while he was naked, while he was with his girlfriend or something?
Oh, I don't know. Is that what happened?
And he says, people say, well, Jim, what if you had a gun? What would it have been like? He's like, well, I would have been tied up naked with my gun safely in its safe. And I would have, it would have been the same situation. He says, because I don't sit there all day with my gun drawn waiting for someone to invade my house. Right. It's not practical. But his argument for gun control, he's basically people that want guns. Their only argument is, well, fuck you. I love guns. That's why.
Right.
I love my guns. That's the only reason I have for having a gun. I love them. That's the argument.
This is really long, but here's a...
Oh, is this it?
It's a little slipping
in
the tip.
Oh, it's so good.
A little slipping into the tip of...
Crowd, a little bit. Gun control. Now, mate, wait, before you get... Don't get excited because the other people have guns. The anti-gun people are like, yeah, do it, Jim. No, let's just... Now, before I start saying this, I want to say this, right? I believe in your right as Americans to have guns. I'm not trying to stop you from having guns. All I'm saying is this is my personal belief on the opinion. My opinion on the... it doesn't matter. I don't like guns, right? I'm going to say some things that are just facts, right? In Australia, we had guns, right? Right up until 1996. And in 1996, Australia had the biggest massacre on earth. Still hasn't been beaten. And... Now, after that, they banned the guns. Now, in the 10 years before Port Arthur, there was 10 massacres. Since the gun ban in 1996, there hasn't been a single massacre since. I don't know how or why this happened. Maybe it was a coincidence, right? Now, please understand that I understand that Australia and America are two vastly different cultures with different people, right? I get it. In Australia, we had the biggest massacre on earth. The Australian government went, that's it. No more guns. And we all went, yeah, right then, that seems fair enough. Really. Now, in America, you have the Sandy Hook massacre where little tiny children died, and your government went, maybe we'll get rid of the big guns?
I mean, he's got...
that's the argument.
Yeah, this whole section is 15 minutes long. We obviously can't play the whole thing, but goddamn. Right. he goes on and on to talk about that. This Port Arthur thing, by the way, I don't know how old the stand-up is of his. I think it's a few years old.
Yeah.
Because I think Port Arthur was beaten, by the way, by that nut job in the Netherlands or Norway. Or
that was after Sandy Hook?
Yeah, the guy that...
Because he mentioned Sandy Hook.
The guy that shot up Norway or whatever, you know, right. That killing on that island.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That's fucking horrible. I one time I did a comedy show and there were some people from Norway in the audience, and this guy's like, right before he gets up, he's like, those guys are from Norway, and I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, and it was the day that massacre happened, and he walked up on stage. He goes, hey, I hope I kill it during this set. Oh, well, not in the way you guys are used to. Right. Then they walked out.
Nice. The Norway attack was in 2011, killed 69 people. Jesus Christ.
That's horrible.
With gun.
Yeah. That's also the number on my softball jersey.
Anders Behring. Anders Behring Breivik.
Ugh. He did it?
Is the guy that did it in Norway in 2011.
But they
Port
don't...
Arthur was in 96, and Sandy Hook elementary shooting was in 2012. So it was Sandy Hook was a year before the Norway killing.
Oh, wow.
So this Jim Jeffries bit must be right there between Sandy Hook and Norway.
He can still use a joke. He's just got to change out one line.
Right. Now they came in second. Australia can't any longer boast the biggest mass murder in the history of the world.
Oh my God.
With guns.
But that's the argument. I think that captures the gun control argument and why it's exhausting. Probably for both sides, I guess, but more for our sides. Because we have the moral high ground. We're right. We shouldn't have these big crazy guns and look, all these kids died. But fuck you, I want my guns.
His whole point, and he goes through the whole, you know, I got to get up and open my gun safe. loaded up and, you know, all that. And his whole tagline at the end is protection. What the fuck are you talking about? You have guns because you like guns.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
They're called assault rifles, not protection rifles.
Right. And there's no
it's
other
dumb.
Usage for them. I use it just for target practice. Whatever. Get a bow and arrow, you asshole.
Yeah. The only thing I can figure is like...
Get a video game.
Like, isn't it nice? Yeah, well, there you go. Isn't it nice when
Duck
you get,
hunt.
When you get something nice and new, like shiny, like an iPhone or iPad or computer, like, ah, oh, it's so cool. I love it. Is it the same thing with guns, if you love guns?
Oh, kinda? Sure, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe I understand.
Shiny new gun you get to play with and shoot and shit.
But my iPhone can't kill a shitload of kids, though.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, there's a difference.
I mean, maybe there's a some
an
sort
app.
Of...
There's an app for that.
There's an eye massacre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the story there. Go to Facebook. Well, maybe we'll put up that Jim Jeffries video.
Right.
Of him talking about the gun control here. So some people are talking about gun control after this horrible massacre that we had.
Yeah.
Terrorist act from some white supremacist dickwad.
Yes.
But right now more people are talking about race. And
oh, yes.
The NRA couldn't be more thrilled. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. They're happy. They're like, wow, this one really worked out for us.
Right.
And we're going to make people think that Reverend should have had a big old fucking Uzi under his robe.
Alex Jones already said it's false flag.
Shut up. He
that,
has not.
The administration caused this massacre to try to cause the popular opinion to go against the people of the South. Go against... What the white people?
Is that what this is? Is that what this is? In fact, is the right turning? One white dude goes into a church, kills a bunch of black people. Are they turning that into an attack on white people?
Yeah.
That is
well,
that
Christians
is some
first.
Amazing right wing nut job yeah. brain jujitsu.
It's
don't you think?
False flag. It's the same thing that they say about 9/11. That's why, you know, Building 7 shit in man because
Building 7 controlled demolition.
The government brought it down to get us to hate people with towels on their heads.
Are you trying to bait my brothers into calling in right now?
Right.
Don't say Building 7 unless you want to hear.
Say Building 7, the Pfeiffer brothers will attack.
I got to convince them to let me play that interview.
There's an amazing moment in that interview. Ryan and his brother is in Florida, and just the three of them going with his phone recording.
You have that phone, you have that recording, don't you, saved on your hard drive?
I think I do, yeah.
It's protected, okay.
At one point in the background, your one brother just goes, "It's simple physics, man."
Yeah, it's simple physics.
Simple physics.
Funny.
And 50% of you went, "Fuck you, don't take my guns!" So here's where it gets confusing, right? Now they said, "I'm all for your Second Amendment rights. I think you should be able to have guns. It's in your constitution." What I'm not for is bullshit arguments and lies. There is one argument and one argument alone for having a gun, and this is the argument. Fuck off. I like guns.
That's his point.
Oh.
That's his one argument.
You know, I'm jealous of that culture, not their gun control. I'm jealous of their use of fuck.
And
fuck
cunt?
Off. Yeah.
The C word, big time.
Right?
He does a whole bit about the C word that's hilarious.
Yes.
Jim Jeffries talks about that fact that how people in America get all upset about... He's like, I could talk about anything. I could talk about the most heinous abortion. You know, chop that baby up, cut it into pieces, arms and legs flying everywhere. I don't care. He goes, but you use the C word once.
Yeah.
And some people just...
Yeah.
Their anus is clamped shut. And
well, it's been my experience. I've alienated people with abortion jokes. I mean...
With abortion jokes?
Oh,
right?
Yes,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, sure.
He's the best. Jim Jeffries is the best. I mean, really.
He's great.
God, he's so funny.
So there you go, ladies and germs. I've got a story here. This is good news.
Oh.
On the technological front.
What?
If you've ever had that moment where you've sent something from your email.
Yes.
And you're like, oh shit, did I reply to everyone accidentally?
Oh my God.
Or you're like, oh fuck, I didn't mean to hit send at that moment.
Why is my penis attached to this email?
If you've ever had one of those moments.
Oh sure. All the time.
Google Gmail.
Yes.
Has announced. That.
Fuck you.
I believe starting today.
Right.
They are making an official unsend feature in your Gmail. You're going to have 10 seconds after you hit the send button to realize that the dick pics that you left in there in the attachment were not what you wanted to send off to your boss.
Shouldn't they make it 20 seconds? I'm just speaking for the people out there that might have a medical marijuana prescription, because really 10 seconds is not enough time to do anything.
You do have
10 seconds.
You do have to enable the feature.
Enable.
It's called undo send. You'll have a predetermined number of seconds. Maybe you can adjust how many seconds.
1 hour.
They're saying that you can. Oh, here you go. You can recall an email either 5, 10, 20, or 30 seconds.
I'm doing 30 seconds. I'm getting that feature. Is it available today?
After you hit send.
I'm going to get it. I love that. That's perfect. Who would want that?
This guy says, I'd recommend the maximum to be extra cautious, but if you like to live on the wild side, go for 5 seconds.
Fuck that.
Really? Who would go with 5 seconds?
They just don't have it.
If you can't wait 25 more seconds for that to spill out of your queue, what the fuck? How important is your job?
Isn't it interesting that technology is sort of, they're beginning to like, they're getting to the point where it's like you're programming consideration.
Yes.
Time to think about something into your brain that you don't naturally have because you're in fact an asshole.
Well, those some of these places that are putting walking lanes for people that are texting. Have you seen these?
Right.
Speaking of assholes, there's some school somewhere that
I don't have a problem with that.
They put a lane in, they painted a white line, and there's a lane on these, they've got some big staircase outside or something. They put a lane in for texters.
I think that's
to walk in that lane.
Listen, I think that's fine. You know, people bitch about, oh yeah, you're on your phone, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're not engaging with the world. I'm sorry. Do you think you're more interesting than this computer that has every bit of information on the planet in my pocket?
Vast knowledge and history of humanity is available.
Yeah, let me put this down and listen to your bullshit story about whatever.
And some great cat memes.
Yeah. I'm going to look at my phone. Maybe. I think it's good. It's a way to protect us.
Yes. do you want to hear a little bit of Bernie Sanders?
Oh, yes.
Here's Bernie Sanders' view on the Confederate flag.
Madam President, I want to take this opportunity to send my condolences to the families of those who were murdered in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday evening, and to the entire city of Charleston. It is hard to understand how someone could walk into a church, be welcomed into a prayer meeting, and then take out a gun and slaughter 9 people who are in the process of discussing the Bible. That is hard to believe, but that is what happened. Madam President, in the last 60 years, this country has made significant progress in civil rights and in trying to become a less discriminatory society. 60 years ago, parts of our country were built on an apartheid-type system, segregated housing, segregated schools, segregated restaurants, segregated transportation, segregated water fountains, and in fact, an entirely segregated way of life.
Bernie Sanders.
Damn.
Laying the groundwork. It's a pretty long speech.
Does he get into gun control? He must.
This is mostly about the flag.
Someone else who is not exactly like them. Madam President, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, sadly, there are some 784 active hate groups in the United States. And
there's a map on the Southern Poverty Law Center site. There's a lot here. Right. California.
Are we included?
A lot of these. No,
I have hate.
We'd be on the family, the American Family Association hate group map.
Yeah, I hate them.
You never know. We might be. They're putting all kinds of people on that one. Remember they came up with that map?
Right.
In answer to.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center has a map of the hate groups. And they have the American Family Association on it.
Oh, okay.
Which pisses off Brian Fisher and Sandy Rios and all the ninnies there.
Oh, yes. Ninnies.
Because how dare they call us a hate group? We just hate homosexuals. That doesn't count. And they decided to come out with their own.
Okay.
Anti-Christian hate map.
Yes.
And it's all fucked up. Like they just, for the hell of it, they'll put, if there's an ACLU office in a city, they put it on the map. Like the ACLU, of course, is a hate group.
Simpletons.
Even though the ACLU has, the idiots don't realize, has fought a number of pro-religious rights battles in addition to the ones for the, you know, where the secularists or non-Christians need to be treated equally. But to them, that's...
Yeah, they're looking out for all humans.
Right. That's, they don't like that.
I know, that's a weird concept.
You have to only watch after the Christians.
What? Fat, pear-shaped, stupid.
Like God meant. Like the Lord intended. I've got a story. This is, we've talked about this. This is heinous, heinous. Just a disgusting display.
Oh, shit.
Of how shit-tastic parts of our society have become. And this capitalism, unfettered capitalism bullshit. Private prisons. I mean, how more disgusting of a phenomenon in general? Private prison.
Why don't we let Tom Baudet open up a penitentiary? Leave the light on for you.
Right.
I mean, really, that's what it is, right? It's hotel mentality. You want to fill the beds.
So now that these... I guess these drug laws are being loosened and we're realizing that Ronald Reagan's bullshit war on drugs is counterproductive, not even ineffective.
Did he lie us into a war?
Several.
On drugs?
Right.
Is that what Republicans do? Do they lie us into wars?
And
that's
the war
what
on
seemed?
The middle class would trickle down. War on women.
There you go.
So now... A lot of these states who said, you know, oh, we're going to save money and it's going to be better if we privatize these prisons because, you know, nothing says let's help society more than putting it in the hands of something that's for profit.
Yeah, I thought the point of prison was to rehabilitate,
America. No, No, punish.
Okay, I'm sorry. Punitive.
Yeah, we don't rebel tight here.
Fuck
because
you.
Once you're black, you're always a criminal. I mean, once you go to jail, you're always a criminal.
Right.
Unless you're a white Christian, and then you can have another ministry when you get out of jail.
Didn't Reagan, when people get arrested, for war on drugs, all that shit, wasn't part of his program to turn all the black people white?
I don't know.
The lightning thing. That's what he was going to do. Yeah.
Is that what happened to Michael Jackson? He got a hold of Michael Jackson.
He sprayed a little on him.
So now these, they're having problems filling these private prisons, but inexplicably, the state, mostly the GOP,
right,
made these deals with these evil private prison companies, guaranteeing them a certain number of beds being filled.
Is this a scandal? This should be a scandal. This is horrendous. Well, we guarantee a number of criminals
to take these in order to take these contracts. These evil fat cats who own these prisons were like, well, if I build this prison, you're going to have to guarantee me that I have at least 5,000 black people at all times.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to pay for it.
That's why you can't privatize this shit, because I get it. Why would you want to build something that no one's going to, you know?
There you go. The fact that this place runs on profit means that it needs what?
People to be in jail.
There you go.
We need prisoners.
And who's getting rounded up? A couple of black guys in the corner smoking a joint.
Not the white guys.
Not the banker.
No, no.
That embezzled millions.
And by the way, if you shoot up a bunch of black people on the way to jail, we'll take you to Burger King. How do you like that shit?
That's right. We'll get you a fucking Happy Meal.
The fries. What did he get? Fries and a Whopper or some shit?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous. So, now, what is happening is...
What happened was...
That lawsuits are now starting to come at the states from these fucking evil private prison corporations.
They're saying, come on.
You owe us money.
Oh, because there's not enough people in jail.
Right. They're saying that nearly two-thirds of these contracts that they've found of states with private prisons have quotas.
That's scary.
Quota clauses. According quota to, I'm clauses. Reading from ifyouonlynews.com.
Right.
In California, for example, there is a guarantee of 70% occupancy.
Oh, my God. What is it with a hotel? Like, you managed a hotel for a time.
Yes.
What is a successful percentage? What's a good percentage of occupancy?
It depends on where
the
hotel is and where, yeah.
Is 70% a lot?
That's nice. For full week occupancy, that's not bad.
I wonder
that's
what...
Really good.
That's good, huh?
Weekends, you know, we were a resort area, so we had 100% of the weekends. During the summer, we usually had near 100%. So during the summer, that wouldn't be great. But during our off season, shit, 70%, we would have done the dance of joy for 70% occupancy.
Wow.
So Arizona has nearly 100% guarantees. We guarantee we're going to keep your prison full.
Oh, my God. Well, that can't be a problem. I mean, they're
so
pulling over everyone, just putting them in jail, right?
So logically, if crime goes down.
Yes. Well, occupancy should go down.
Somebody has to pay these people. So they're saying either the taxpayer has to pay for these lawsuits, or the police have to start just arresting more people, and the courts have to start convicting more people for stupid, shitty little crimes, which is what's been happening. That's why we're throwing all these black people in jail. We grab an Eric Garner off the street for selling loose fucking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Loose cigarettes. And
it's
throw
so
him into the system, into jail.
Right.
For nonviolent crimes.
Can't we just pay these fucking evil private companies off and then conduct our business in a reasonable way?
That's what should happen.
Just pay
cancel
them off.
These fucking contracts.
Or buy it. Buy the fucking prison off of them.
And some of these judges are even giving longer sentences.
That's
crazy. They got to keep it going. They got to keep people in there.
Why? Because they get elected, right?
Yep.
And guess what companies probably give money to their reelection campaign? Bunch of assholes that own prisons.
There is no evidence, zero evidence,
0.0.
That private prisons are saving taxpayers even money. In fact, they've found that they probably cost eventually more than they save. So this whole privatization
it's bullshit.
Money is 100% bullshit.
Everything's bullshit.
It's for their evil... God, I mean, of all the evil businesses to run,
that sucks.
It's got to take a certain kind of evil to run a private prison, don't you think? There's just got to be a devoid of any humanity.
Well, I mean, in a way, it's got to be kind. If you're a developer and you're in the, I don't know how you get in the prison business, building prisons, or you build a hotel or something. I mean, a prison's got to be a lot easier, right? Because it's supposed to suck. You're actually building a hotel that can totally fucking suck. It's got to take less time than, say, throwing up a
Hyatt. I think there are other standards, but yeah, right.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got to be cheaper to build a prison than, you know, a
Hilton. Far more staff, though.
Maybe it's not cheaper. Maybe they
I don't think it is.
They get an amazing contract from the government.
Well, there's all that shit involved, too, yeah. So, just a cancer on our system. Yet another spot.
Yeah, what can we count on these days, man?
Of fucking cancer in our horrendous system. But no, America is number one. We're the best at everything. Yeah, we're the best at throwing black people in jail.
Fuck you.
That is one thing.
Right.
We do. Didn't we talked about that stat on a previous crab diving? Go to
crab diving. Retro.
That America now has more people in prison than anybody else, like
yeah.
percentage-wise, and
More than Saudi Arabia?
More than Stalin.
Oh, yeah.
In World War II. I mean, the millions that he had in jail and in the gulags and
Didn't we learn, though, that
Siberia, whatever the fuck?
A lot of people think Obama is worse than Stalin.
Here.
Yeah, here. In our stupid country.
Here. The world likes Obama.
What?
Not here.
Fuck you.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. Not here. Some people like him here. So, yeah, I don't know what to do. We need to get out of these fucking private prison contracts.
I don't know. We got to break the lease.
And they say that, you know, they keep undercover or uncovering all these abuses even.
Yeah.
There was a guy recently who just died of dehydration.
In prison.
Nobody gave him water for five
days. He was supposed to be in the care of the state, right?
I think so, yeah.
God damn. He died of, there was no water.
Nobody gave him water.
Wow. That's disgusting.
Food and water, they gave him nothing for 4 or 5 days and he died. It says that many of these convicts lose their right to vote, then lose their right to own a gun because of these cropped up charges. They trump up the charges because they got to fill the prisons.
Well, at least it's less guns. Just kidding.
That they keep putting people losing their parole and probation rights.
Yes.
They say that at least the prisoners in government facilities we know have enough food, which can't be the same. The same cannot be said of private prisons. So they're underfeeding.
There's no oversight.
Underfeeding.
Where's the oversight in the private prisons?
It's government.
To say like, hey man, this guy died of starvation and thirst. What the fuck happened?
I'm sure there's some minimal standards that they have to abide by, but you know how that works.
You think anybody got fired because that guy died of thirst? No. Fuck no.
Probably not yet. I mean, it just happened.
Right.
And they also provide, this is one of the things here that a story came out here in California. That some of these prisons were saying, you can't lessen the drug charges and everything. Where are we going to get our free labor? Seriously, they're using them as like legalized fucking slavery.
Yeah.
It says, this story says many military supplies are made in private prisons. And prisoners are paid pennies an hour, money that gets put right back into the private prison company's coffers when they spend their pennies at the prison commissary.
We don't need no education. Don't.
So that's why this whole system does not want to end the war on drugs. That's why
the
prison industry is out there saying, don't end the war on drugs.
Don't end any war. We're everyone's making money off killing people and throwing people in cages. Yay! Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, there was a quote I saw the other day. I don't know who it was, but it's, as long as we will never have peace as long as war is profitable.
God damn it. Yeah.
As long as people are making money off it. No, they don't. They don't have any interest in having peace.
And we got a class of people that you're fucking marginalizing. You're not paying them enough. They can't afford to go to college, so they'll sign up for the military.
After the ridiculous war on drugs was cranked up, there are now 11 times as many people in jail for drug convictions than there were in 1980 when that old fuck took office.
11 times. That's a lot more.
Just for drug convictions.
Jesus.
Which constitutes 50% of the prison population.
And where did crack come from?
Then they came up with longer mandatory minimums, right?
Yes.
War on crimes. Three strikes, you're out. Rah, rah. Hard on crime. Hard on crime. Keep them in jail. Keep them in jail. That's the GOP way.
Yeah. They make you afraid that your poor little white kid on the playground, someone's going to sell him heroin.
And most of the people incarcerated for drug charges are nonviolent, have no prior record,
right,
and are addicts rather than drug traffickers.
Well, gee, Pat, wouldn't it be more effective to offer them medical care?
Like a health issue instead rehabilitation. Of a crime issue?
Yes.
That's very communist and socialist and gay of you.
Oh, fuck me. Ryan, I apologize.
To want to do something namby-pamby like that, like all help right. people. How are these private prisons going to make their money?
We got to fill our beds.
And then they also are housing half of all detained immigrants.
Oh,
and
shit.
And we've heard stories recently about how some of these, especially, I'm looking at you, Texas.
Well, they're nice, right? They have,
I'm looking at you, New Mexico.
And they offer a continental breakfast.
Gulags. Just guards raping inmates.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Having inmates fight like fucking Fight Club, betting on them fighting.
But all these people are guilty of doing is trying to come into this country to make a better life.
No, they all have those big calves from Kevin carrying all that marijuana over the
border. Oh, that's right.
Don't forget, and they all have AIDS, right?
Oh yes, and prayer rugs.
Yeah, Steve King said it.
Terrorists.
That's gotta be true.
They're even the pregnant ones. Inside the womb is a sleeper cell.
Right. Double AIDS.
Double AIDS. You've got double AIDS. oh, shit.
And so now it says that it looks like they're trying to fill the gap left by all the black people who are the fewer that are getting arrested on drug charges now. They're trying to fill those with all these undocumented immigrants now.
Sure.
So, got to keep those prisons running.
God damn it.
Disgusting.
By the way, I don't mean
fix society we live in right now.
Yeah, I don't mean to toot my own horn. I mean, I just want to say right now that
I've been
on our
practicing yoga.
Yeah, yes, our crab diving Facebook page. Now you usually comment on all the stories, and you have very interesting things to say. I just want to say that I did this as myself. I thought I did this as crab diving. Damn it. I was talking about this Governor Barber thing.
Yes.
He weighs in on the Confederate flag.
Right.
I said, also, fuck this white asshole. Four thumbs up. Lots of people are liking what I added to the discussion there.
It's a popular.
Fuck that white asshole.
This is CNN.
CNN, profound insight from us. At crabdiving.com.
But really, fuck that white asshole. What is his problem?
Oh,
fuck you.
Wide, yeah.
Nobody cares about you weighing in on the Confederate flag. Shut up, Tubby.
There was some more good news, though.
Bullshit.
That there was a poll. You thought poll. That, according to a new poll by Gallup.
Oh, shit. Why is it called that?
I don't know. That's the name of the company, Gallup. 4-7%,
right,
have said that they would consider voting for a socialist for president.
Oh yeah,
that amazes me.
I love that.
I think that's fucking awesome.
Bernie's got a shot.
We need more. Oh, Bernie. Two more articles today about Hillary should be afraid. Hillary should be very afraid.
Why?
Of Bernie Sanders.
She's got all the money.
Yeah, but he's got the message. And he actually believes it. She's out saying a lot of the same shit. But we all know the only reason she's out saying a lot of the same shit is because of Bernie squeezing her tit from the left.
No one, I mean, no one is looking for that image. Maybe.
Sorry.
Maybe. No, no, no. I'm just saying. I don't know. Who's that? Maybe it happened. Maybe it's happened. Do you think Bernie Sanders has ever came on to Hillary, even though she's married to Bill? Which, you know, it's all, that's a for show marriage. So is she allowed to fool around?
I think they both,
with Bernie?
I think they both have an arrangement. You know, don't get caught.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's don't get caught, and he failed.
Bernie failed?
No, Bill.
Oh, Clinton
Bill,
failed,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Have we had a Bernie Sanders sex scandal yet?
There's no Bernie Sanders scandal. That's the thing is, you can go back to 1970-something when his hair was crazier,
right,
darker but crazier, and he was running for mayor of whatever that little town in Vermont that he was mayor of.
Yes.
And it's the same stuff. It's income inequality. It's Bernie hasn't changed at fucking all. He's never flip-flopped. You can't find a vote in the Senate where he's flip-flopped.
Well, wait. How's that good? He's got the same act? He's been doing the same act since the 70s?
No, he has integrity.
Oh, okay. Like Mitt Romney. No, no, no. Wait, I'm sorry.
Mitt Romney, who invented Obamacare.
Right. Hates it.
And hates it.
Obama's a flip-flopper.
Sure. And I don't mind evolving.
Yes.
If you admit it and say, hey, I changed my mind.
But Bernie was born right. Bernie was fucking born right.
Bernie saw it coming in the 80s with the voodoo economics and bullshit.
Did he really? Was he an anti-trickle-down guy from the beginning?
Everybody was. So was George Herbert Walker.
What?
Bush. Remember, he called it voodoo economics. Oh, he ran against Reagan in the primary. You know, got cock-slapped. And, but part of what distinguished him against Ronnie Reagan...
Yes.
And his bullshit coalition was that economics. Was that, that Ronnie Reagan was trying to say, look, this is, we're going to change the whole economic system and give all the money to the rich people, and that's going to make everything better.
And they'd spend a shitload of money, and all that would trickle
all
down.
All the boats would float.
Right.
The rising waters raise all boats.
What about my boat? It's sitting over there in the
Our
rocks.
Our boat's got holes in them is the problem.
I got maggots in my boat.
Yeah, and if you're constantly bailing water out of your boat just to stay afloat, it's a little bit different life than the Cumstain in his giant fucking yacht who's floating just as easily.
USS Cumstain.
This poll also said, here's a question. If your party nominated
a
generally well-qualified person for president, who happened to be blank, would you vote for that person? One of the questions was socialist, and they said
yes.
47% said yes, I would vote for a socialist.
What if he was black? Is that in there?
Now, surprisingly,
it would be if it was for the Republicans.
Black is in there. Surprisingly,
yes,
socialist of these criteria they picked was the lowest. 47% said they would.
Right.
Atheist.
Oh, zero.
58%.
What? What?
We're not the lowest anymore.
Oh, shit.
In that one, at least.
What about a terrorist?
58% of the people polled said they would vote for an atheist.
How many people would vote for a terrorist?
2% more said Muslim.
Okay.
They would vote for a Muslim for president. They wouldn't have a problem with that.
Who cares?
Now here.
Uh-oh.
I might be in the other side.
Okay.
Evangelical Christian.
No, fuck you. Been there, done that. Eat a dick.
73% to 25%.
Ugh. Wait. How many people would vote for him, even though they're evangelical?
No, this is of your party.
Right.
You've got to say they're in your party.
Ugh.
But doesn't it immediately disqualify? Because,
and they're not in my party.
Well, and how many Muslims are in the Republican Party?
Oh, hold on. So how many, let me check.
So
zero.
When these Republicans are saying, sure, I would.
Fuck
you might
off.
As well say, I'll vote for a unicorn with a giant orange anus.
You know, the worst thing about a unicorn, if you have a body feature that upstages the horn coming out of your head, because that's the whole, that's your deal.
It's like one of those big monkey butts.
Now I got an orangutan asshole. What do I do with this?
74% would vote for gay or lesbian.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
81 would vote for a Mormon.
I would not. And no way.
And the most,
yes,
93%,
right,
would vote for a Catholic.
No.
6% would not.
No. Count me there.
92% would vote for a woman.
Yes.
8% would not.
God damn it.
8% of the people said if your party nominated a generally well-qualified person for president who happened to be a woman.
You know,
they said they would not vote for that person because they were a woman.
Well, okay.
8%.
Let me take you back. As flashback. As a few years ago, we were thinking about whether or not we wanted to be on that wrestling network. We won't mention who they are, but we decided to turn on the stream, see what program was on. And they happened
to join the network.
Yes.
Yes.
And they happened to have a political show on. And these two guys, these two morons, were both sitting there trying to.
Wait, they weren't a. I don't know. Were they a political show?
I don't know.
They're a wrestling show and we're talking about politics
right.
or whatever.
They mistakenly wandered into politics and we tuned in. Do you remember this?
Crawled into politics, yeah.
We
they were talking about a woman president, right? Was that it?
And both of these idiots from Philadelphia. I'm sorry. Sorry, Philly, but you got a lot of morons here. They're both explaining why neither one of them would vote for a woman.
Right.
And they thought they were doing it. They thought they were being so politically correct.
And intellectual about it.
It's not that we're sexist. It's just that sometimes women make really bad decisions.
Sometimes women are fucking bitches, you know, and sometimes.
Sometimes they don't think. One of them actually said, sometimes they don't think.
Yeah, and or they get emotional.
Oh, that was it. They get emotional. Like, we don't get emotional.
Right. And except our emotion. I might rather have somebody with their finger on the button take a moment to feel sad, then fly into a red rage.
Yeah.
And run for the button.
You want me to have nukes?
I might take...
I got nukes.
I might take a woman's negative emotions under stress.
Yeah.
Over a guy's negative emotions.
Because the guy has that thing every stress. Once in a while. He gets too crazy. He's like, all right, do we want to get nuts here? Bring me that nuclear football. Let's blow some motherfuckers up. You remember that guy in Dr. Strangelove, the general that wanted just to blow everybody up, the big board?
Slim Pickens.
No, Slim Pickens.
Oh, no, wait. The other guy.
Flew the plane. Yeah. This guy. You're thinking of, what was his name, though? The guy that played the general. We love this guy, too. George C. Scott.
Yes, George C. Scott.
Amazing. The big board. You going to let him see the big board?
Patton.
Yeah. He blew some shit up.
7% of the people polled would not vote for a black person otherwise qualified.
Bullshit. 7%. Come on, guys.
8% would not vote for Hispanic.
It's 2015.
7% wouldn't vote for Jew.
Ugh.
And then we get back to the other side. I looked at it positively.
Right.
When I said, you know, gay or lesbian and Muslim and atheist and stuff. But if we want to look at the sad side of it.
There is a sad side.
There are still.
Yes.
40% of the people. 40%.
Right.
Of the people polled would not vote for someone who was otherwise qualified.
But Jewish.
Who happened to be an atheist.
Atheist.
40%.
You know, I had a friend in Chicago. We were hanging out one day. We were talking politics. It was back when Al Gore was running for president, and he had just
was that
named
lumberjack phase.
Yeah,
was it,
I don't know.
Was it Office Al phase? Was it?
Yeah, I think it was a Leather Daddy phase. Oh, and he had just tapped Joseph Lieberman to be his running mate. And
loathsome dino.
Yeah. Well, we don't now. Listen, he's a dickhead, but whatever. But my friend says to me, he's like, you know what? I don't think I can vote for Al Gore now. I said, why? He goes, well, he just picked that Jewish guy.
Oh.
And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, it's like, he's like, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic. He just seems kind of weenie.
You're not trying. You're doing.
Yeah, you're doing a pretty good job of it. He seems like a weenie, so he can't vote for him. Lieberman's not a weenie. Lieberman wants to blow everybody the fuck up.
Yeah,
he's a hawk, right?
Being a weenie is different from being a Jew. One doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Yeah. He couldn't vote for
Al
Gore.
Look at Israel.
Yes.
Nobody'd call Bibi Netanyahu a weenie.
No. Don't blow anything up, please. That's what you say to Netanyahu
Don't start World War III.
Hey, can you put that World War III on the back burner just for a little bit?
So, Americans showing the most bias towards socialists and atheists.
Yeah,
we are fucked.
We're fucked.
I'm a socialist atheist.
Well, what office are you running for?
Never.
Me neither.
Never.
So
never
what do
never,
we care? Never, 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 just never. Surround yourself with people you like. That's what I do. Most of the time. And sometimes I hate everybody, but that's their fault.
This is the gong.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit.
It's not my fault that everyone around me is an asshole.
God, that's fucking gong, man. Sometimes I miss the goddamn.
So that's the latest poll. Atheists and socialists were still hated.
Yes.
But, you know, I guess it ain't as bad as you could imagine. At first. I think the atheism thing will come around really fucking quick. I think it already is.
Nobody. That religion shit's window dressing. Politicians use religion in this country to get, like, the fucking idiot conservatives to do what they want them to do. Right?
And it's not hard.
Yeah. I don't know.
It ain't hard.
I don't know what my point was with that last statement. I was trying to make it seem like things were better, but that actually makes me feel worse what I just said. we're so fucked.
I mean, I try to feel optimistic, and then
don't.
And then a white supremacist goes in and kills 9 black people, which is heinous. But then a major portion of our population is watching news that says it was an attack on Christianity and has nothing to do with race.
Fuck you, hippie.
That's the terrifying part. I mean, obviously
conserve your energy. Stop that with that optimism. you're killing yourself. You're setting yourself up for ultimate disappointment, man.
Maybe that's part of the white privilege even in my profound liberalitude and try to be a non-racist.
Right.
Hope I'm a not racist.
You're not racist. What are you talking about?
But that, you know, not being surprised by Fox's reaction.
Yes.
means I'm naive. I'm not racist, but goddamn, I spend my day looking through the news and the bullshit and just pulling out racist stories and thinking that it's more of an aberration and we still got to point our light on these people.
Right.
But goddamn it, when Fox News and Friends, hours after the people were their bodies probably still fucking laying there on the ground. You know how these things work.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steve Cunting Ducey is there going, how can they? I'm baffled at how they call this a hate crime.
Well, listen, you know what you need to do? Just expect the least from people. There you go.
I guess.
And you probably should drink more. Honestly, you don't drink enough.
I drink enough.
No.
God damn. So,
yeah, it's depressing. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you want to, speaking of atheists, do you want to get to some atheist shit or something?
Yeah.
Some Jesus stuff.
This
is fucking ridiculous. You know, a couple weeks ago, a major event in the sports world.
Right.
With the horse American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown. Since, Secretariat or...
What? When a horse wins a race, who is it most exciting for? Is it the horse? Does the horse give a shit?
I don't...
Or who cares?
I don't think so. I think the horse is probably pretty drugged up and...
you think those horses are doping? Are they on roids?
They've had cases of drugging horses, and there are legal drugs. There's stuff that they can give them that is technically legal that they end up pumping them all full of.
How do they test for drugs on a horse? Finger in the ass?
Blood.
I guess it's most exciting for the guy that owns a horse. Is you win something, or who wins? Everybody wins something.
Well, yeah, the rich white people that own the horse win millions and millions of dollars. And then the horse that won, the sperm, each load is worth $100,000 or something like that.
Oh, man.
So this is just how I'm hoping that this guy.
Stop the hope.
Is not very prominent. I've never heard of him in the right wing Christian sphere.
Is this before. In the horse racing world?
This is a very bizarre mixing of the two genres.
Gosh.
So
dressage.
This guy believes in. He wrote a book called The Seven Mountain Prophecy.
Is he a nutball?
Oh yes,
the Seven Mountain.
He
prophecy.
Believes in. They call it Seven Mountains Dominionism.
Yes.
Which is one of these beliefs that Christians should take over. Here's a guy.
I can tell this is fucking nuts.
This is not the guy we're immediately talking about. This is a guy explaining. Seven Mountains Dominion.
These people should be rounded the
fuck
up.
The local body of Christ. But what we've misunderstood is the world system has to have teaching, because the only way you're ever going to see nations made disciples is if we unpack what we've got in these systems. What are these systems? These are the systems that are in chaos right now, because they haven't been taught. Right now you got, like, depending on when you watch this broadcast, you got an Occupy Wall Street movement. You know why? Because we didn't occupy Wall Street with kingdom principles regarding fiscal responsibility and
kingdom principles from the Lord. So the Occupy Wall Street people were the devil. It's actually the devil being in charge of Wall Street banks, leading to the
I believe
economic
that.
Crisis.
Yes.
Each one is a different mountain.
Oh.
See,
okay.
There's the economics mountain.
Where are you on that mountain? Are you at the bottom or are you at the tippy top? I'm
the
under the mountain.
Yeah.
I'm actually under the mountain with my pants around my ankles.
Can you
bent
be fucked
over
by a mountain?
Yes.
Is that physically possible?
I've got a piece of coal in my rectum.
There's cultural mountains. There's the government media mountain. There's the arts and education mountain.
Ooh.
And it's somehow they've got to conquer all seven mountains.
This is a video game.
To
so stupid.
To win the earth and then have God come down and jerk off and
fuck
spill
you.
His seed on everyone.
Ah, gross.
So that's a little, just a little slip in of the tip of the taste of that thing. Now, this guy is Johnny Enlow, who is one of these proponents of this seven mountains dominionism. We got to take over this part.
He's a believer.
This part. Oh, yeah.
He's a believer of this shit.
Believes that Americans should take over and create a virtual theocracy in America by gaining control of business, government, media, arts, entertainment, education, family, and religion.
Who the fuck is going to be in this religion? No one, none of the people that, no marks are going to understand this. The idiots aren't going to be able to digest this.
So those are the seven mountains that he wants to,
God, this guy,
he thinks he has to conquer.
This guy's pissing me off. He's fucking it up.
He wrote a column on his blog.
A columnist? A cold column?
At the ElijahList.com.
Okay. Great.
Don't ask me what the fuck that is.
Scary.
This is so ridiculous. I believe that American Pharaoh winning,
right,
speaks prophetically of a place and role that America is about to more fully step into as it relates to world affairs and the economy.
Ooh. See, here's the problem. The religion has to be, here's God. God died. You're going to heaven. Bam.
Oh, no, Ryan. It's much more scientific and mathematical and ciphering involved. Because, listen.
Yeah.
I see 37 years, time since the last Triple Crown, as connecting to Genesis 37.
Oh, my God.
When Joseph is first introduced to us and given the coat of many colors. In my book, The Seven Mountain Mantle, Receiving the Joseph Anointing to Reform Nations, I write much about this chapter, telling of the coming Josephs.
Now, there's many Josephs.
Who would arise in every mountain be instrumental in the reforming of society. So he believes that Josephs are going to rise up, one in media, one in arts and entertainment.
I'm taking a hike on a stupid fucking mountain, and then a guy comes out of the fucking bushes.
One in business. One these prophets, I guess.
Yes.
He says, it's also significant that Joseph was 37 years old when the famine started.
Oh.
Mm.
Ooh.
That ultimately impulsed Egypt.
What?
Impulsed Egypt.
This religion sucks.
To an even more lead nation status.
Fail, fail, fail. This guy is failing. You want to start a religion, do the opposite of what this guy's doing. Too much detail, too much bullshit. Give me hope, platitudes, fuck off.
And because of the Joseph solutions implemented by Pharaoh, get it?
Okay.
The Pharaoh, back in the Bible, it says that all nations come to Joseph.
Oh,
Egypt,
duh.
And Pharaoh for their own survival. So therefore, because Genesis
done that.
37 and Joseph was 37, it's been 37 years since the last Triple Crown, and this horse is named?
Is?
American Pharaoh.
Oh, shit.
That means it's a sign from the Lord that one of these Josephs is going to be popping up and conquering and leading us to the rapture of whatever.
My God.
Or something. Do you believe this?
Oh, I believe it all. Makes perfect sense to me.
I mean, I got to give this guy credit. To sit around and try
it's too complicated.
To draw lines that somehow lead from this bullshit to other bullshit and to come out with this.
Don't you think he just has to say, if you're going to sell this religion, just say the idea that each of these things that are important in all of our lives are mountains. And somehow there's a significance to a mountain tied to this fucking horse that won the stupid race.
Right.
And then you let your idiot minions fill in the bullshit details. He's giving them too much shit.
Yes.
This is too much for Bubba to fucking digest.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
No! Yeah, where is Gay God, by the way? He was supposed to be here hours ago.
He goes on to finish that also the word Belmont
right
means beautiful mountain.
Okay. Belmont. Mount.
Get it? Mountain.
I get it.
The Belmont Stakes.
Ooh.
Even though that wasn't the last one, but that's okay. The coming ever-changing landscape of world economics and world events.
Does he have any followers?
While chaotic at times, will increasingly tend towards the seven mountains of society.
This is a lot of bullshit to contend with.
Being increasingly populated and positively affected by the rising sons and daughters of the king.
Bam.
We're going to be taken over is what he's saying. And I guess it's a good sign that this horse won the Triple Crown. It's okay. Aside from the Lord.
Well, thanks.
Why does the Lord, again, try to explain to this atheist.
No.
I know what the answer is.
Burn in hell. That's the answer. But go ahead with the question.
But why, with all of the communication forms available to his immensitude, does the Lord on high,
right,
choose to only visit himself upon people in their heads?
Yes.
That nobody else can see. Listen. The Lord? Or his face possibly upon a piece of toast or a lovely, right, grilled cheese sandwich? Or maybe Virgin Mary pops up in the sewage leaking out of the side of a viaduct.
I'm gay God, and I will, he, imagine I'm gay God. I'm the voice of gay God right now. Because I'm God. Fuck you. That's why. That's why.
Well, that's their answer.
Just fuck you. Right. I want it to speak to the horse.
It's not us to question the Lord. Why, you know, if God wants us to do something, why doesn't God show up? Why doesn't he cut into Honey Boo Boo?
Hey, you know why?
Or the Super Bowl.
They don't call it Mysterious Ways for nothing. It's mysterious.
Like, hey, everybody, God here. Stop being assholes.
Right.
Look,
no.
Or even if he does, if he really did exist. Look, right. Okay, I really do hate the gay people.
I'm talking through a horse right now. Take me seriously.
Right. 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 He was fucking with Moses from the first thing. He set a bush on fire. Moses has probably got a couple of bad shrooms out there in the hills.
No.
Turns and looks and sees a bush and hallucinates an entire religion.
No, I was up here. I was watching Moses walk around with all his buddies in the woods for like 40 years. I'm like, I want to light this bush on fire and freak him the fuck out. See what he does. That's what I did.
That's what's more like it. Yeah.
The other day I was up there. I was like, oh, man, what if I cure this kid of cancer? And then you know what happened? I started watching something on TV and I totally forgot. And the kid died. Mysterious.
You said it earlier. God's a dick.
God is he's a tremendous dick. So what? I'm God. That's Johnny. It's my prerogative.
Johnny and Elizabeth Enlow.
Yes.
Author of Seven Mountain Prophecy.
Yes.
JohnnyandElizabeth.com. Oh, wait, do you want to hear a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear these lunatics.
Tell you about something brand new we have to offer. It's a dynamic advanced training program called RISE.
Of course.
Reformers influencing society every day. We have been carrying this message for several years, about 9 years that I've been speaking around the world on the Seven Mountains about reforming society. And of course, many of you have been asking, how can we become more intentional with this? How can we get the advanced training that we need to be effective?
Oh, they're selling training. They're selling training manuals.
God. Now I take back what I said. Now they made it really confusing. They hooked some people. But now to understand, you got to buy the fucking training manual.
Yes.
I take back everything I said about this religion being stupid. Now they're brilliant. I'm dumb.
RISE Intensive. You can, completion of courses qualifies you for the Seven Mountain Coach Certification and or the RISE Coach Certification. Allows you to, okay, everybody, breaking news.
This just in.
We are announcing the crab diving certification program.
Right.
We're going to come up with some very reasonable costs. It will enable you to become a better person.
Let's just copy these assholes.
Okay, I'm just going to copy
this. They did the work.
Cross it out. And it allows you to become a part of a network of social reformers that will be listed and promoted on the website. So you get a fucking certificate and they put your name on the website.
These people are charlatans. I mean, straight up charlatans. The balls. How much is it?
In RAS intensives are an incredible opportunity to experience personal teaching and ministry by Johnny and Elizabeth in an intimate three-day course hosted at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in their hometown of Valencia, California.
Oh, my. Number one.
Just a 30-minute drive from Hollywood.
Have you been to Valencia?
And it's not a 30-minute drive from Hollywood. It's
a
shithole. Time.
Valencia is
Bauer blew it up.
Is a shithole, and rightly so. When I saw Valencia get blown up in like season three, I applauded. I've been there. Have you been to Valencia?
Please
it
be
sucks.
Aware there is a 50-person limit to each RAS intensive.
You got
to
be fucked. How much? Look up. How much?
I'm trying. It's.
They should keep that.
The Rainbow God intensive.
That's not what
October.
It's called. Rainbow God intensive.
Yeah. Hearing God intensive was in March. Seven Mountain Mandate intensive is coming up in August. Each one, ladies and gentlemen, for a 2-day event.
$495.
Oh,
God, does it come with lunch?
You get your. I wonder if they cater.
Does it come with lunch?
I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't have any more.
And
details
it's in. Oh, let's break this down. It's in that Valencia. What is it? The Hyatt.
The Hyatt.
What one registration pays for the fucking meeting room?
Sure.
Charlatans.
In case you can't make it, they also have an online course that you can take at home.
Of course they do.
For not $495.
You for $500.
You know what all they do is videotape one of their stupid courses and send it on. So we'll be putting together Crab Diving Ministries, ladies and gentlemen.
What a bunch of bullshit.
We're going to be back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7. I'll try not to run out and vomit.
No, I get why the news makes you want to puke your guts out. It's filled with idiots.
Don't forget crabdiving.com, all your crabby needs. All of our social media buttons are there on the left. Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy all your shit from Amazon. Before we set up these meetings that we're going to have,
America,
make real money.
You're disgusting. No offense.
The very funny Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where. Go to RatedRComedy.com or follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.